This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our snowplow drivers. If you were listening to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us from California, hey, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Hello, Captain.
Hello, Kyle. Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and don't forget it. Kyle, we're going to have some fun right now. We don't do this a lot, but I found something interesting yesterday. It's called Great Orators of the Democratic Party. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to try to do my imitation voice for this one. Who said this?
It depends on what the definition of is.
Could only be Bill Clinton.
You got it.
Yep.
You got it. Laughing man likes it. Okay, how about this one? Those rumors are false. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. A little tougher.
Yeah, let's see. Well, who might have said that? Who might have said that?
Let me tell you who it was, otherwise you'll take all night. Yeah. John Edwards. John Edwards after he got caught.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I remember him.
All right,
to America.
Here we go. Gorsuch is not fit to serve because he uses law and not emotions.
Hillary?
Close. Kamala. Wrong one. Okay, but that's Kamala.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How do you like that? All right.
Yeah, well.
All right, here we go. You'll know this one. I know you will. You ready?
Yep.
What difference does it make?
Well, that's Hillary.
You bet it is. Okay. Now, I got another one for you, and this is really funny because I laugh every time I hear this. I invented the Internet.
Well, that has to be Al Gore.
Laughing man agrees with you?
All right.
Okay. Here's one. I've campaigned in all 57 states.
Oh, that's so easy. That's great. I love this one. Barack Obama.
In 2008.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You don't need God anymore. You just have us Democrats to help you.
Oh, okay. I got this. Nancy Pelosi?
That's it. Back in 2006. Right. Okay, now here's one for you. Paying taxes is voluntary.
Well, it could be a Bidenism, because it sounds pretty far out.
Senator Harry Reid in 2006.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Here's one for you. This will have you rolling. Homicide is the leading cause of murder.
Okay, I don't even know where to start with that one.
Sheila Jackson.
All right.
All right, now, here's another one. No ordinary American cares about constitutional rights.
Chuck Schumer?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay.
He said that not very long ago, too. Now, here's one. Having an abortion is no different than having one's tonsils removed.
Back to Hillary?
No, Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, okay.
All right, here's a good one. Owning guns is not a right. If it were a right, it would be in the Constitution.
All right, who said that?
AOC in 2018. You damn fool, it isn't the Constitution. Jesus Christ. Oh.
It's number two on the Bill of Rights.
Yes. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right. Now, this is easy because of the name that's mentioned. Let me see if I can do it. Bill is the greatest husband and father I know. No one is more faithful, true, and honest than he is.
Well, I guess it depends on when she said it, but it's got to be Hillary.
She said it in 1998 when all the stuff was coming down on him.
With the impeachment stuff. Okay, yeah, well, that makes sense. And they walked out to the helicopter. Yeah, that's right.
All right, now here's a good one, and I know you'll get this. You have a business. You didn't build that. Somebody else did.
Oh, Obama again.
In 2012.
Yep.
All right, now listen to this. This is fantastic. This is another dumb person. Social Security has nothing to do with the deficit.
Pelosi?
Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Thank you, Laughing Man. Okay, you should be able to get this one. And the most ridiculous gem of wisdom from the Mother Superior of Stupid, we just have to pass Obama's health care bill to see what's in it. And as one doctor said, this is also the perfect definition of a stool sample.
That's Pelosi right there.
Yes, it is. You win the prize, and I got two left. And I had to do that. I'm sorry, folks, but that was worth the price of popcorn and the iced tea you're drinking. How's that? All right. Well, we'll be right back with more. Kyle, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, in this portion of the program brought to you by my friends up at Relief Factor out there Seattle way where they make the product. Relief Factor is available through the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over to that website and you can order the 1995 Quick Start. Now, there's no clubs to join, no memberships, none of that stuff like some of the other places you go to have. All you do is go over there and buy the 3-week Quick Start for $19.95. They do have other products there. If you want to buy that, you can do that too to add to your little summary, if you will. But the reason I take it and have been taking it for over 7 years is because it works. Now, the reason it works is because of what's in it. It's all natural. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, those ingredients help my body's response to the inflammation and pain that I'm in because it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is I got going on at the moment by going right straight to the source of the pain. It is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, things that your body needs to have anyway. So, 1995, 3-week quick start. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try because, after all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, back to Kyle. And I got a couple more of these things, and we talked during the break. We're going to finish this because this is worth the price of admission. All right, these are women, Democratic women. I'll give you a heads up on that. Number one. My fear is if North Korea nukes us, Trump is going to get us into a war.
Well, maybe Kamala again?
No, but guess who it is? It's your neighbor out there, Maxine Waters. Now, think about that. My fear is North Korea cooks us, nukes us, rather, Trump is going to get us into a war. What a dope.
All right. Well, wouldn't that start the war to begin with? Trump wouldn't get us into a war. They would be getting us into a war.
Thank you. Now, here's the second one, last one by a Democrat, and this is a woman. You need to vote for the Democrats, otherwise the illegal aliens will lose their rights.
I don't know who said that, but it's pretty crazy.
Your neighbor out in California, Nancy Pelosi.
All right.
Now, we're going to go to a sensible one to close out. This is from a patriot, one of the country's founding fathers. And he said, I quote, "We are all born ignorant, but one must work very hard to remain stupid." Who said that?
Who did?
Benjamin Franklin.
Okay.
All right. That's my great orators of the Democratic Party. That was sent to me, and I'm going to start looking that stuff up because that was worth the price of popcorn.
It sure was.
All right, here we go. Supreme Court has dealt a blow to the abortion providers with the latest ruling on the Texas law.
Well, that's right. So what this really involves, Captain, is the idea called a petition of mandamus. And what is a petition or writ of mandamus? But what it is, it's a court order that a judge issues that essentially compels someone to do their legally obligated duty. And in this case, what the petitioners were asking the Supreme Court to do was to get the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is traditionally a conservative leaning court, to process this case in Texas quickly. They feel that have been dragging their feet is what their feeling is. So the Supreme Court is not going to create or enforce any kind of petition of mandamus on this.
Now, Hunter Biden has been staying out of the news for a little bit for the past few months, but he's back in now. Hunter Biden's in the spotlight again because details are starting to emerge of him and a significant Democratic investor. We're not sure who it is, but a Democratic contributor, I should have said, of an investment, a sizable investment that was made into a powerful China company. And those details are starting to emerge. This is another one that is insider trading for sure.
Well, and then, of course, the connections that are there and the possible pressure points that could be there. When you're the son of the president, you've had obviously a pretty checkered past, to say the least. What kind of pressure point, as I mentioned, could be had through through Hunter Biden to his father, who's now the president? Good question.
Have you ever worn a pair of Carhartt overalls?
I don't think I have, no.
All right. Well, a lot of carpenters, a lot of building guys, a lot of guys who work in the power lines and whatnot, they wear those, and they're really nice. I used to have a pair that I wore, too, when I was working on my truck or whatnot, especially if you had to get out and get on the ground in a snowstorm or something to hang iron. It was always nice to have those coveralls to wear instead of just climbing out there with your blue jeans or whatever. Forget that idea. Now, Carhartt is now facing calls for a boycott. After they kept the vaccine, they kept the vaccine mandate in store for their people that work there, despite the Supreme Court ruling saying they didn't have to.
Well, right. And in other words, yeah, the Supreme Court said the Biden administration couldn't compel companies to do that. But I think we're still going to see a lot of private business say, in order to work here, you have to have a vaccination. So this may be the start of other issues, including boycotts or other kinds of things for companies that go that route.
Well, I remember if you're going up the East Coast and planning on sitting outside in a snowstorm to have something to eat, because that's what's going to happen this weekend, I think, you got to have your ID and you got to have your vaccination card with you.
Well, that's right. And one of the things, there's a mandate, I think, in Washington, D.C. about this.
That's right.
Now, But the it begs the question, because it's left up to the restaurants, for example, that they're gonna interpret these vaccine cards the way they want to, or what the source of that card is. In other words, is it a picture on your phone? Is it a QR code? Is it an actual card that they gave to you when you got your vaccination? And how are they going to know that it's legit? How are they going to make that decision? So there's just going to be a lot of chaos about this, because there isn't any objective standard by which anybody could prove they've been vaccinated, evidently.
Now, we recently received the inflation numbers for December, right?
Right, right.
And I'm sure that most of the people are feeling it in one way or another, because we're at 7% year-to-date inflation, the highest annual rate in 40 years, and it may well be the most important fact in the U.S. economy right now, because 2021 gave you inflation, and it's not going away anytime soon.
No, it's not going to go away anytime soon, because the Biden administration is not going to do the things that get the economy really going. They'll just tell you, well, these shelves really aren't empty. Or they'll just tell you, we've done a lot.
I saw the empty shelves again yesterday.
Right. See, because they can't hide that from you. They'll come out and say it because they think some people are simply going to believe them. But most of the people across the highways and byways don't believe this, because like you and like me and like so many of the listeners out there, they see it happening before their very eyes.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is while the money supplies, when money supply grows at vastly higher rates than the money demand, inflation results. That's basic 101 economics. Now, if the Fed keeps adding trillions of dollars to the monetary base at the same time that the regulators are trying to suppress commerce, that amounts to more money chasing fewer goods as inflationary double whammy actually takes place.
Well, sure. That's the old, yeah, if you have fewer goods, more people are going to be willing to pay for it. Look at the used car market, for example, right now.
All right. We've got our friend Christine chiming in. She said, I was just in D.C., and you had to show both your vaccination card and your driver's license to get into these places.
Wow. I guess, yeah, so that they can, you can prove that it's you who has the vaccine card then.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Now, is anybody helped by all of this? Who's helped?
Only the fear factor seems to be being helped. I don't mean the TV show. I mean just the fear factor of, you know, it's a pandemic and we've got to be scared and we've got to go around with our papers and that kind of stuff. It helps the politicians.
You know, I think of the World War II movies. Papers, please. Papers, please. Remember that? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly.
All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, Kyle's going to hold that thought, and we're going to be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to break. And I think I'm going to drag Ron Edwards out of bed and get him involved in the mix here. So here he goes. Let's see how wide awake he is.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says any Russian move into Ukraine would be seen as an invasion.
It will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies, as well as laid out very clearly for President Putin.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is making preparations to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday.
We cannot choose the path for Moscow, but we can make crystal clear the stark consequences of that choice.
He met earlier in the day with top diplomats from France, Britain, and Germany to project a united front. The Supreme Court has denied abortion providers' latest request to intervene in the ongoing legal challenge against Texas' restrictive abortion law, cutting off one of the few remaining paths to a speedy victory for abortion providers. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Oh, yeah. Right now, Mark Walters is out there in Las Vegas at the SHOT Show. He's out there. Mike Gallagher's out there, too. So is Sebastian Gorka. So if you see any one of those three guys and you're out there in Las Vegas wandering around, tell them the captain said hello. You're one of my secret agents spying on them. Let's see what kind of answer you get. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That, of course, is the Mike Lindell Company. I talked to his administrative assistant yesterday, Dawn, and she was very happy with what's been going on here. And she also announced that they were having a special, special, special on their MyPillow slippers. Now, this is a big deal because these slippers are now 50% off. So you can get a great pair of the MyPillow slippers at 50% off. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, okay? The promo code is CAPTAIN, and you'll be able to save 50% on any slippers that you find that you like. Now, you can give them a call, too, on the telephone, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to order your slippers at MyPillow.com. And don't forget, they also have the Radio Listener Specials page, which is not assigned to any one radio host. It's for all of us there, for our radio listeners, whoever you are, wherever you are. Click on that logo link, Radio Listener Specials. You'll find a lot more specials in there, some of which will be 50%, two-thirds off, and three-quarters off. So you got even more savings there. But MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. And now is the time to buy the slippers over there. 50% off. It's plain and simple, 50% off. Okay, Kyle, and I guess you're going to rush over there and buy some now.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go check it out.
I'm going to buy a second pair, I'll tell you that right now. When I saw that, I said, boy, that's it. Pair number two on the way.
Absolutely.
All right. Republican chairwoman Rhoda McDaniel, who's Mitch Romney's, what, niece, cousin?
I believe so, yeah.
All right,
like
cousin,
that.
I guess it is. She said, and I quote, "So we definitely want debates, but we're absolutely not going to participate in the presidential debates by the Commission on Presidential Debates. We're not going to do it through a biased commission calling themselves the Commission on Presidential Debates." That's the one that gave us all those crackpot hosts, debate moderators like Chris Wallace, that lost control and intentionally created a division or diversion, whatever you want to call it, when Hillary and Trump got together, and then when Biden and Trump got together.
Well, that's right. Well, obviously, they're making a pretty strong statement here, and that may be one of the only ways to get this to move forward in some way. You know, it's the old fool me once, you know, that kind of thing. They just don't want to go back into that arena if the arena isn't something where the American people get the chance to hopefully for at least one night or two nights, depending on how many debates there are, might be to be able to hear the candidates, make up their own minds, make their own decisions, and not have to continue to have some kind of filter going on or somebody's interpretation of things. And so I think this may help to move the needle somewhat.
All right. Now, we have some breaking news just a few minutes ago here. While we were at the bottom of the hour break, the singer Meatloaf has passed away. I believe he was 74 years of age. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he was either getting over a bout with COVID or he had COVID.
Well, we're waiting for more information about that. We understand that his family was by his side over the last 24 hours, his wife, Deborah, and his children. He's was a Grammy Award-winning singer and musician, artist, captain. He's also been in many different films. He was Eddie in the cult film Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I'm sure everybody will remember, at least be familiar with. He also played a part in Fight Club. He was also in Wayne's World as well, but he starred in some 65 different films, we understand. But Meatloaf, and of course, he made kind of a comeback, as I recall, in the early 90s with his song I Would Do Anything for Love and a great music video that went along with it. So Meatloaf was out there, and he was one of a kind, for sure.
And we're going to honor him at the in our trucker segment coming up here in about 8 or 9 minutes. We're going to honor him and play one of his songs that we picked out. So anyway, Newsmax is doing quite well these days. Unfortunately, One America News Now is having problems. Their biggest revenue source was AT&T and the DirecTV people, and they are taking them off the air, I believe, at the end of March.
Right, yeah, their contract comes up, and they said they weren't going to be renewing it. So that effectively takes them out of the millions of homes that they would have had access to.
And the millions of dollars that they were getting in advertising revenue, because they were selling that to people, and obviously people were buying things, but oh well.
Well, it remains to be seen, too, because, you know, whether or not they will go to a different sort of model or if they will be picked up by other other providers, it just remains to be seen.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You're right. And by the way, their ratings had soared by 40%, including the Trump Arizona rally. I believe it was last weekend. Their rating numbers were way, way, way up.
Yeah, that was for Newsmax. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. And Newsmax has been making a lot of big strides, it would seem, even over the last 12 to 18 months or so.
Yeah, I like it myself. Now, how Omicron highlights are fading the hope of herd immunity from COVID. Now, I don't know what they're talking about there, do you?
Well, I know that, you know, it goes by very quickly comparatively to the Delta variant or to the original coronavirus, this kind of thing. But it is spreading very, very quickly, much faster than the other ones, obviously. They believe that because of that, it may not help achieve the herd immunity, I think it just goes by so quickly.
Okay, Eric, let us know that McDaniels is Mitt Romney's niece. He also said that hosts such as Chris Wallace and Hugh Hewitt didn't excite the people. Presidential Debate Commission is heavily sponsored by big tech to include Facebook and Google. He's right. I am aware of that. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, again, it's the filters, you know, that are there. And a moderator can very quickly sort of turn the tide or help color the perception of what's mm-hmm. of what's going on. Yeah.
Now, we have Janet Yellen, who says the Treasury is prepared to impose severe consequences on Russia. I'm already shaking in my boots.
And you got to figure Putin has also got to be shaking in his boots at this point. You know, it's interesting because they're going out of their way in the Biden administration to use the word economic. In fact, Biden used the word there would be epic economic sanctions. So, you know, I don't know how you compare that to small incursion versus invasion. What's an epic, what is an epic, economic sanction versus a regular economic sanction? It's just it's amateur hour.
Excuse me. I had to cough there and take a drink at the same time. I wound up coughing and drinking. Oh, boy.
Well, that happens. That's a live radio right there. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to drink something, all of a sudden I coughed. But anyway, okay. Now, the chairman of the January 6th House panel is saying that the Trump records, once they get them and look at them, are going to release them publicly for all to see.
Well, of course they will. Of course they will. Now, what's in these records and all these things? Are they going to be the smoking guns? I don't know. I don't think so. But here's what I do think, Captain. I think what it'll be... it's going to be that, there's probably going to be a lot of nothing, but there's going to be stuff for people to paw through. And quite frankly, I think it just gives a lot of material for some cable networks to be able to have something about Trump, serve up something about Trump each and every night as you start approaching the elections, because that could be a ratings boon for them. And at the same time, you get to look at these documents and then sort of make whatever you want out of it. You know, it's just going to be a treasure trove of that kind of thing, but nothing that's going to be, oh, my gosh, you know, but they'll pick at it.
Yeah, and they need a little something over there at CNN to help them out there, because they're having some real problems, as we know.
Well, yes, they are, very, very much so. And also, I think it kind of is designed to send a message, you know, if you stand up, everything about you is going to come out, that kind of stuff.
All right, well, you hold on, and folks, you're coming back. Next Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. We're going to definitely update you on what's going on here across the country with the roads. And we do have some systems going on here in different parts of the country, so don't go anywhere. We'll be telling you all about it. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh, no, no way. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. I will again. Maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me.
right, that's Meatloaf, and he passed away at the age of 74, just about maybe an hour ago now, and we played that in his memory, and again, that's not the kind of music that I was listening to, but somebody likes that, right?
Well, Meatloaf sort of hit the scene back with Bat Out of Hell several years before the song that we just heard.
Must have been talking about Somebody's Driving, I know.
Right, but right, but yeah. So Meatloaf had that dramatic flair, that quality to him, and certainly he really gave it his all. And if you ever saw him perform, you know, you would know that as well, because he really just loved what he did.
All right, tell us what's going on out west there, Kyle.
All right, thank you, Captain. Right now we're reading some snow. This is up in Utah, north of Salt Lake City. Looks like it's coming across Interstate 84 if you're heading towards Peterson or a little place called Enterprise in Utah there. So be aware of that. Be careful of that. We've also got some other active snow and rain happening up in Wyoming along Interstate 25. This is going to be near Casey. This is going to be right in that area and a little north of Midwest as you head down towards Casper. And then also, it looks like as you're coming west out of Casper, if you're coming along U.S. Highway 26, you're also going to run into some sleet and some snow a little bit more as you head towards Shoshone. Also, Wheatland's got rain right now on Interstate 25, so be aware of that. And then also, as we come through, looks like we've got some winter weather advisories, as we mentioned last hour, up in Montana near Missoula and so forth. Also, high wind warning in Southern California over the next 24 or 36 hours or so. Big Santa Ana wind event. If you have a high-profile vehicle, please do be careful with that.
Okay. We'll take a look at North Dakota, South Dakota, the western third of each one of those states right now. You've got some snow coming in, moving from west to east. You've got bitter cold temperatures tonight up there in Minnesota and the northern part of Iowa and the western and northern part of Wisconsin. Really cold temperatures again. And you've got some really cold temperatures again. Upstate New York going up towards the Canadian border. I-90 over west from halfway across, let's see, from about Springfield, Mass, all the way across to Syracuse, New York, and north all the way to the Canadian border. Very cold temperatures there. And then that also includes Vermont. We've got Maine, the northern part of New Hampshire, in this cold spell. But the problem is going to be the snow and the sleet and the freezing rain that's coming north out of South Carolina to North Carolina. And then in Virginia, the southeastern corner of Virginia, northeastern corner of North Carolina, you're going to have a winter storm warning where you're going to get a fair amount of snow that's going to go right on up into Delaware and Maryland, and may go further up the line, but that's going to be going on today, so be advised there. This is what's going on if you're going up the East Coast. And then we've got some mixed precipitation right now. Now, between now and 8 a.m. in the morning, they're expecting the temperature to drop to where it's going to be right around the freezing level from the New Orleans area and about 25 miles north all the way across I-10 back over to Mobile, Alabama. Now, I-10 and I-12 and I-59 and I-55 for those areas I just told you about could have ice on the bridges and ice on parts of the roadway. So you'll need to be very careful. And if the temperature gets down around 32 degrees, it'll start freezing on the roads before it starts freezing anywhere else. That's what it does. Now, we still have the winter weather down in the valley, Brownsville, McAllen, and over towards Eagle Pass. It's starting to dwindle a little bit, but it's still down there in that corner of Texas and down into Mexico in the mountains, so be advised of that. And we do have some snow tonight, Kyle, that's up into the upper peninsula of Michigan right there around Lake Superior up north and east of Duluth, Minnesota. Got some snow up there right now. And one last little thing, fog down in the southwestern corner of Florida, Naples on up to about Fort Myers inland, I-27 up to about Lake Wales, and rain over there where Leo's at in Miami. He said it was 70 degrees with light rain, and I can see the rain right now, Leo, so it's still raining over there, Kyle.
It sure is, yeah.
All right. Tell us how you hear your show, and tell us as quickly as you can about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget to pull into the Pilot or Flying J when you do join the Drivers Club so you can start earning points on everything that you buy at Pilot or Flying J. You can also track your points with the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
There you go. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him and everything that he does for the program. And again, it's very definitely rewarded. Okay, well, Leo was just chiming in once again. What is this? Just updating. Flooding. What? Flooding. Oh, he's got flooding down in Miami now near the airport. I just drove north. Heavy rain. It's been raining over here a lot longer. It was in South Miami. It was light rain. Now it's raining harder up here by the airport. There's nothing by us, Kyle. There's nothing by us, Leo. Sorry to tell you. Well, I'm not sorry to tell you. I'm happy to tell you there's nothing up here except right now it is 58 degrees and clear, which is rather warm for a change. Wow. Rather warm for a change. About time. We've had enough of this cold stuff. And here's Fred. Okay, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale, he's saying, one of my favorite songs by Meatloaf was Two Out of Three Ain't Bad. I wonder if he served in the military or what he was called, Meat or Loaf. Fred from Fort Lauderdale. Well, way to go, Fred. Appreciate that one. Okay, let's go to the telephone lines. I believe we have Denise Simon on the line here right now. Is that you?
Good morning.
Okay, well, Meatloaf the singer just died. I guess we'll start with that one. He was 74 years old. I think he had COVID.
I'm trying to see what he actually had. But he apparently was surrounded
by his family.
By his family and whatnot. Yep. Yeah, my phone was kind of blowing up here this morning with that report. He 74. It was confirmed on social media, but it does not really say what cause of death is.
All right, hold the fort. We'll be right back with more. And folks, when we come back, Denise and I are going to tackle the Russia, Ukraine, U.S. issue. Of course, it's going to be nothing like what anybody knows. You can't predict that. It's totally up in the air. But unfortunately, we'll see where we go. We're going into uncharted waters, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.